Needles for good. Needles, needles, needles. Thin pointed metal spears, endured intermittently, are now part of daily consciousness, as weekly encounters with needle and pillow-bearing phlebotomists invite the rolling up of sleeves to fulfill their mission to extract, collect, label, and send blood to the analyzer machine. Arm, hand, hip bandages and bruises, all reminders of the quick, short, sharp scratch that hours and days ago pierced veins to let deep red blood flow down thin capillary tubes to fill purple, green and gold label containers. Blood turns into data and numbers on a tracking spreadsheet to be scrutinized by blood doctors and specialist nurses. The main man responsible is frizzy-haired, smiling hematologist Hayder, currently in Birmingham, England, originally from Dundee, Scotland, via Bournemouth and Newcastle, who innocuously suggested a biopsy would provide the confirmation of the suspected condition, CML. Big, brutal needle into the hip bone marrow, sucking blood out onto slides and red marrow into a transparent pot. All to the soundtrack of increasingly deep breathing of laughing gas from the cylinder ominously wheeled into place from the corner of the daycare clinic room. Labelled with name and number, they are dispatched to the big analyzer in the sky. Relax. Thanks to GP Nurse Karen, Clinical Centre Jill, Mel and all the jab experts that have pierced my body with needles to enable detection of random cell mutations that have occurred hidden deep in bone marrow, unbeknown to anyone until now. Thanks to Blood Doctor Jane, who after her night shift, alerted by the sky-high white blood cell count of pre-op patient Turpie, took the time to make the difficult but calm and considered call to invite him to the Clinical Centre for Haematology. Pronto. It's been another short, sharp scratch, bleed and leave appointment, to be repeated regularly for Leukemia Life. August 2021.